Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about structuring a consulting business for solopreneurs. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It's a hot topic, right? Everyone wants to be their own boss, but consulting can feel like just another 9-to-5 if you're not careful.
Exactly. This content emphasizes the importance of a structured approach. The 3P squared model. Package, productize, profit, plus current clients upsells.
3P squared? Catchy. So, walk me through it. What's the first P all about?
Package. It's all about specializing initially. Focus on one core offering, not being a jack of all trades. This makes everything easier to systematize and scale.
Got it. One package to rule them all. What about productize? I feel that is crucial.
Absolutely. Productizing means streamlining your service delivery. The content suggests a three-phase system. Input, construct, output. Input involves gathering client info, setting expectations upfront. Construct is where you do the work, ideally uninterrupted. And output is about final delivery and setting the stage for future upsells.
Smart. Get everything upfront, then heads down, deliver, then upsell. Which leads us to profit. How do we make sure we're charging enough?
The content suggests calculating based on the time involved, your desired hourly rate, and a profit margin of 30 to 50%. No underselling yourself, especially after the first few clients.
I like that. Value your time, value your expertise. Makes sense. Now, you mentioned current clients and upsells. Why are these two so important?
Because your best clients are the ones you already have. It's much easier to upsell existing clients than to acquire new ones. Think add-on services, ongoing management, or even a retainer model.
Right, right. Keep that revenue flowing. It's all about maximizing the lifetime value of each client. Makes total sense.
Exactly. Finally, the content touches on client acquisition. Ads, content, lead magnets, email sequences. It's a whole system designed to automate the process of getting qualified leads on a sales call.
All of that sounds great in theory, but what about in practice? Any tips on, say, identifying the right ideal client?
The content suggests a simple formula. I help so they can. It's about focusing on the client's desired outcome, not the technical details of your service.
I see. So like, instead of saying I build websites, you'd say I help small businesses generate leads through stunning, high-converting websites. Something like that?
Spot on. It's about the transformation you provide, the value you deliver. It's like the old marketing example of drilling holes in the wall. Nobody wants the hole. They want the beautiful bookshelves they can put up.
Love it. Focus on the benefits, not the features. Okay, so we've covered a lot. Packages, productizing, profit, upselling to existing clients, and client acquisition. Anything else we should know before wrapping up?
Just that this is a framework. You have to tailor it to your own specific business, your own niche, your own skills. But the principles remain the same. Specialize, systematize, scale, and don't undervalue yourself. And thanks for joining us today. We hope this was helpful. Until next time, keep building the business you love.
Goodbye.